KPIX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hurricane Milton is now strengthened into a Category 4 storm with maximum sustained winds of 150 miles an hour. Governor Ron DeSantis says it's headed toward the Tampa Bay area and should arrive sometime late Wednesday or early Thursday.
Hurricane watches have been issued for portions of west central Florida and Florida's Nature Coast. Tropical storm watches extend further south and north through southwest Florida and the Keys and along portions of the Florida Panhandle.
Israel is marking 1 year since the October 7th Hamas attacks that left nearly 1,200 Israelis dead. More than 250 people also taken hostage that day. About 100 of them are still being held, but many of them are no longer alive. The Supreme Court beginning its new term today, letting stand the decision that bars doctors from performing emergency abortions if it would violate law in Texas. Doctors had argued that current law is dangerously vague because there are no specifications for exceptions. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump in Juneau yesterday. It's his fourth campaign event in Wisconsin in 8 days. Republicans are said to be concerned about the enthusiasm and turnout machine behind Kamala Harris.
They say that Wisconsin is probably the toughest of the swing states to win. I don't think so at all.
Wisconsin has been decided by less than one percentage point in four of the last six presidential elections. The latest Marquette poll has Harris with a four-point lead. A new study finds Wisconsin's election system is more secure than other swing states. The nonprofit political research group Informing Democracy finds guidance from the Wisconsin Elections Commission leaves little room for local clerks to deviate from how they can do their work. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. There are only a few days left for the State Street Pedestrian Mall experiment. The 400, 500, and 600 blocks have been closed to all non-emergency vehicle traffic since May. The idea is to let pedestrians and bicyclists move more freely. That will officially end on Wednesday, October 30th. The city's been gathering feedback about the pedestrian mall experiment all summer to see whether the pedestrian mall should be permanent. There's a survey you can take online. Yesterday's Walk to End Alzheimer's in Madison raised close to $250,000. More than 1,100 people took part. The Alzheimer's Association Wisconsin chapter says the money will support local services. That includes support groups, educational resources, information and referral services, and more. Alzheimer's disease is a leading cause of death in the United States. In Dane County, close to 10,000 people age 65 and older are living with dementia. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is WMDX News.
The Packers get the win in L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Rams 24-19. Tight end Tucker Kraft with two touchdown catches, including one that went for 66 yards.
Excellent play call. Like, we had that set up, and we were coming in for our second half adjustments. We liked the defense they were giving us on second and medium, so we dialed it up, and we executed.
Wide receiver Romeo Doubs suspended by the team for not reporting to practice last week, head coach Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to our conversation. I fully anticipate him coming back. I'm hopeful that he'll come back.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers with a 52-6 win over Purdue in Madison. The Badgers travel to Rutgers next. NBA, the Bucks open their preseason with a loss in Detroit, 120-87. Bobby Portis led with 16 points.
To help a team win, you know, I've learned this, to fight through it, go out there and play. At the end of the day, basketball remains the same. The game never changes.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Sunny and seasonal today with high temperatures hitting the mid-60s. We stay clear tonight and still fall crisp, flirting with the upper 30s. With a ton of sunshine still on tap tomorrow, we get shoved to the upper 60s and hit 70 on Wednesday and Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great... Not really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll introduce a brand new segment. It's called What's Your Problem?
We'll take your questions about everything and anything, including cooking.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, got me loose. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
Liberals even stoop so low as to suggest that I made love to a couch. How would a man even make love to a couch? Would he take an old wallet, lubricate both sides of Miracle Whip, mush it all up in a plastic bag, stuff it in the couch cushions? No way! You get banned from the Macy's and the Kenwood Town Center for life if you did that! So this November, vote for me and President Trump to make America normal again.
This message was paid for by the committee to
Sorry. No, you Bill, I interrupted.
This message was paid for by the committee.
By the committee that elected the president. God, sorry. JD, you're so stupid. Why don't you just do it, man? Paid for by the pennies I collected inside this Diet Mountain Dew bottle.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I regret this decision.
Haley Joel Osment is J.D. Vance.
Hilarious.
Hey, speaking of hilarious comedy,
what's
this week, Chris? This Saturday. This Saturday. It's a travel week for us. It's this Saturday.
I know.
Okay. It's the thing that I asked
for. Here to save America.
Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal
Save the World
comedy tour
continues with the next stop, Kansas City.
Saturday, October 12th at the Uptown Theater in Kansas City.
Bet you carried on plenty in Kansas City.
Join the queen of political talk radio, Stephanie Miller.
Hello, all my Kansas City sexy liberals.
John Fugelsang.
The big donors, they are hiding from Donald Trump like underage beauty pageant contestants backstage.
Hilarious Hal Sparks.
Thank you all for showing up live and seeing that we're not AI and just a reflection in the engine of Harris's airplane,
and comedy duo Frangela.
And y'all thought you saw some black joy before?
Hey, if you think we were excited about Obama, ooh!
Plus special panel guest, rural social media sensation, Jess Piper.
VIP tickets get you meet and greet access to the stars after the show.
Don't miss Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World comedy tour.
Saturday, October 12th at the Uptown Theater in Kansas City.
On our way to Kansas City.
Tickets at sexyliberal.com.
Mm-mm-mm. And blue-eyed Glenn Kirshner, justice warrior, will be there as well. Oh, do we have Hammer Time? Do we have Hammer Time? Because look who was quoted in the story. Our Glenn Kirshner.
Mm-hmm.
It's Trump may be in more hot water in his criminal case for alleged election subversion than was previously believed, according to a former federal prosecutor, Glenn Kirshner, who says he has an enormous hammer.
Stop! Hammer Time!
He has an enormous gavel of justice. We've seen it.
We've seen it. It's huge.
He will be there in Kansas City with us this Saturday. Glenn Kirshner says he told Brian Tyler Cohen, who will join us in just a few minutes, 1 degree of Stephanie Miller separation. All about me. I love it. He said an enormous hammer Smith can now wield against Trump is that new evidence has been unsealed and made available to the public. He talked about the legal concept of co-conspirator liability, which according to U.S. courts for the Ninth Circuit means a defendant could be held liable for a substantive offense committed by a co-conspirator as long as the offense occurred within the course of the conspiracy, could directly disadvantage Trump now that alleged co-conspirators' words and actions have been laid out by the government. Every single word out of the mouth of every single co-conspirator is attributable as incriminating evidence to Trump, said Dreamy Glenn Kirshner. Mm-hmm. I'm adding the adjectives. The law has developed over time such that co-conspirator liability means every single person who is a member of the conspiracy is guilty of the crimes committed by every other member of the conspiracy. That's why it's a conspiracy, I guess.
That's right.
Okay. Whether they personally participated in the crime or not, you can't defeat co-conspirator liability. It's a bedrock principle of the law. Co-conspirator liability is an enormous hammer wielded by prosecutors because you're in for a conspiratorial penny, you're in for a conspiratorial pound. And it's hammer time.
Right.
This is
point.
Stop. Hammer time.
Okay. He will be joining us. And you never know what's going to happen last minute in Kansas City. You just don't know. Oh, we have a ring boy. We will have a well-oiled, muscly ring boy announcing the acts. That's new.
He's not going to be oiled.
Whatever.
Yes, we negotiated that down.
Oh, we
yes.
did?
Yeah, we did.
Had to negotiate out the oil?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
All right, Nick.
Yeah.
Get all shy on
He's
me
our
now.
Nebraska correspondent.
Yes, he is. Hi, Nick. Gerard, with a love letter. Steph, I've been listening to your show 20 years. I'm always impressed with the brilliant mix of humor and information you manage to create every day. Thank you. I've never been an aficionado of a show like I am of yours because I think it's funny, it's warm. I am warm, you a-holes. And it lets us know that there are good people out there with senses of humor. Don't make those faces at me. We've met at a couple of donor lunches and are going to be at the Meet and Grow Up in November in L.A. I expect lots of lascivious stories. Oh, yes, we will create them, Gerard. I'm also going to do the Patreon top level because I'm in a good mood. Warm regards from Laguna Beach.
Okay.
The Patreon shows, they are hilarious and filthy. A lot of beaver stack things we don't have time for in the normal show.
Yes.
That are hilarious.
It's fun.
Yes. Okay. All right. Speaking of fun.
And you learn things about us,
right?
Too.
Yeah.
Like we blurt out things.
Things that we're probably best left unsaid.
Yeah.
But they're not, because that's why God created Patreon. Uh-huh. President Biden offered unprompted praise of Liz Cheney's speech on Friday. He said she made one of the most consequential speeches I've ever heard. What she did took not only political courage, but physical courage. I've never been so proud. I am incredibly proud of her. She and her father have character. Oh, well, this is where you lose me now, Joe. I was with you right up to the dick part.
Well, he does say that they don't get along on policy and things
right,
like that.
Right,
so.
Right. Yeah. Character compared to other war criminals or...
That's why I didn't give you the audio.
Thank you. Okay. I'm so exhausted with the lies.
Yep.
I just can't. Don't you feel like we should have Glenn Kessler and what's his name? Daniel Dale. Go
all
drinking.
The time.
Just
yes.
Take him out drinking. Just like...
Harry Anton.
Yeah.
Trump claimed that Kamala Harris has been informed legally that he had nothing to do with Project 2025.
Like what? What?
What? What? Lying Kamala Harris. I guess this is a statement from the bassinet of the... Until further notice, there will always be a full diaper alert. Lying Kamala Harris, who refuses to do interviews or press conferences.
That's not true.
And she's doing $40 billion this week.
Right.
Exactly.
Because she has no idea to answer the questions and is now losing in the polls.
No.
Jody's like the lost, news for the hard of hearing.
Uh-huh.
She's like the fact checker for those who have lost the will to live. Jody's just like, no.
That's not true.
No.
Fact checking for the dead inside with Jody Hamilton.
That's it. Individuals.
She's losing in the polls.
No.
No.
Okay, continues to make a thing called Project 2025 the central theme of her campaign advertising, and all. Lying Kamala has been informed legally that I haven't had nothing to do with it. Never read it. Never saw it.
Oh, I believe he's never read it.
But her ads continue full blast.
He was implying that his attorneys have issued a cease and desist, but there's no publicly available evidence that that's true because
he's a liar.
It's a giant
throne of lies.
You're a lying sack of crap. You're a lying sack of crap.
Okay.
You're a lying, scheming, stinking, nasty sack of liquid crap.
You sit on a throne of lies.
I think
a call back to hour one.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Joe Scarborough has lost the will to live along with us. He said, Harris and Cheney were stupid. He called both of them stupid.
Uh-huh.
Joe Scarborough said, that's what he said, stupid. So what did he say about Taylor Swift? Someone else said, I hate Taylor Swift. Scarborough said he's like a third grader mm-hmm. out on the campaign. It really is unbelievable. Stupid, you're stupid, the most stupid. You're the human, you're stupid, you're stupid. I hate Taylor Swift.
Oh my God.
I'm losing my shizzle.
You are.
This is just the dumbest period in our history. It's just, okay. Oh, look, I need some happy clappy news.
All right.
Michael Steele.
I've heard of him.
One of our other best friends.
Mm-hmm.
Until he turns on us.
Right.
He says he believes Trump is at risk of losing Florida, Georgia, and North Carolina, and he said that is not a typo. Can we please, for God's sakes, have this be over early on election night, please, for God's sakes. Trump vowed to rename a U.S. military base after a Confederate Civil War general while campaigning in North Carolina Friday. He said, we're leading in all the polls.
No.
Fact-checking for The Dead Inside with Jody Hamilton. We should get elected and remember this. They cheat like hell.
No.
You're thinking of you. Okay, they're just... And the crowd roared about changing it back to the...
Fort Bragg.
You're just... I'm sorry. You're racist if you're voting for him now.
Yep.
You are whatever you want to call yourself. Racist adjacent. You're okay with racism. Something.
I have mommy...
Deb in Colorado. Hello, Deborah. Hello, Deb.
Hi.
Hi.
Is this Stephanie?
Yes. Go ahead.
Oh, hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
I'm sorry.
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you that I was talking to my landlords yesterday, and they're both Trumpers, and they said, well, did you know that Biden is sending all of FEMA money to illegal immigrants? And I'm like, oh, well, where did you hear that? She goes, Trump. Ugh. And I was very glad that I had heard the head of FEMA saying that was a total lie.
Yes.
And zero money went from FEMA to illegal immigrants.
Right.
And they're like, well, we're still going to vote for him. You know, and you mentioned something a little while ago about the media trying to stop these lies.
Yeah.
Because people are hearing this out of his mouth and believing it. And it's just
yeah, I know.
Beyond me.
Deborah, you're right. We're at a point where if we were at Jonestown and we said, don't drink the Kool-Aid, it's poison, they would all drink it anyway. It's just...
Yep.
I think, Joe, you know what, how Carl first says, you've got to leave everything on the field, Jody. You can't.
Right.
I know you're exhausted, but you need to go door to door. Hi, I'm the fact checker for Dead Inside. My name's Jody.
He lies.
These are the Trump lies today. Thank you.
Oh, no, I have a friend that is trying to convince me that Donald Trump will end all wars.
Yes. Noted peacenik.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, do we have... Oh, right, because he just said that... what did he say? Israel should bomb Iran's nuclear sites.
Yes, yeah. It's a great idea.
What could possibly go wrong?
Right.
That's
yeah.
a grand
oh,
idea.
Yeah, we have that nine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Biden yesterday, you know, since I went under the wing, you know, I used to go under the wing of the aircraft. Nobody ever did that before. I did. All of a sudden, Biden started. But he only takes like a half a question, usually can't answer it. But they asked him... what do you think about what do you think about Iran? Would you hit Iran? And he goes, as long as they don't hit the nuclear stuff. That's the thing you want to hit, right?
No. No.
We all know that nukes are only should be reserved for hurricanes.
Oh, my God.
I said, I think he's got that one wrong. Isn't that the what you're supposed to hit? I mean, it's the most, it's the biggest risk we have. Nuclear weapons, the power of nuclear weapons, the power of weaponry. You know, I rebuilt the entire military. Jets, everything. I built it, including nuclear, and I hated to build the nuclear. But I got to know firsthand the power of that stuff, and I'll tell you what, we have to be totally prepared. We have to be absolutely prepared. But when they asked him that question, the answer should have been, hit the nuclear first and worry about the rest later.
Yeah. Yeah, other than that, but tell your friend that he's going to end all wars, except for the nuclear one he's going to start.
Hi, I'm Jody Hamilton. He lies.
Fact checker for the dead inside. I don't really have... Do you have any wine?
Do you have lots of wine? I need wine.
Okay. Do you want to...
I'll help you if you give me wine.
At the end, she's literally going to be crawling to your door and just like, you won't even see her through the peephole. She'll just... Like, it'll be like, is there a Yorkie knocking on our door? Hi, I'm Jody Hamilton. Fact checker for the dead ins.
Never mind. I can't. I just can't anymore.
I can't.
Okay.
I'm done.
And then Jody falls on a sack of hammers that's on the front porch.
Who left that sack of hammers there?
Spent. She spent every last ounce of her energy for America. God bless the United States. And if it goes the wrong way, she's going to move to Barcelona by way of Ibiza.
Uh-huh.
Where they have...
Individuals.
Right. Look, it's people doing bird dances. Yay!
Wow, so many callbacks to hour one today. Wow.
21.
You're having way too much fun.
I'm wearing my I'm not buying your stupid book and not for Melania. Be best if you don't buy her stupid book. But she does believe in the...
Individual.
Right. For a woman to control her body. Okay. 22.
22. Oh, we're late.
Minutes after the hour.
Yeah, break.
This portion of the show. I'm going to leave my soul in that segment, and I'm just going to move on without it. 22 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Oh, yeah.
Yee! Oh, my God. The world needs change. You can't be waiting on the world to change.
No.
You got to do it, right? You can make a difference, right?
We must be the change that we've...
been waiting for. We work together every day to make change where we can. Uh-huh. Don't be the light. There's always light if we're brave enough to see it.
What?
If we're brave enough to be it. Something.
Are you quoting Gandhi?
No, it's Amanda Gorman. Listen, Credo Mobile is the nation's only progressive phone company. You can make a difference. They've donated over 95 million to progressive nonprofits that you love. You get everything you need in a phone company. Great reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly customer service, and a way to make a change in the world.
Yes.
Switch into Credo so easy. Bring your current phone, your current number. Go to credomobile.com. Stephanie Miller Show listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at credomobile.com or call us at 877-346-0516.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a
game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You still aren't sleeping. You still hurt. You're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleared out my cabinet, reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm. 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity. And an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern that haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee. CB Distillery is the source I trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started right now. Visit CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for 20% off. That's CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie. One more time, CBDistillery.com.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Happy birthday to the Overture Center for the Arts in Madison. 20 years ago, Overture opened to the public in part thanks to a $205 million donation from Jerry Fauci, a local philanthropist. It's still the single largest support for the arts in American history. Chief Artistic Experience Officer Tim Sowers has been there for almost all of it, including its growth to 7 state-of-the-art performance spaces.
I've been here 16 of the 20, and it's been really fun watching the organization and the center grow and, you know, getting top-notch talent every year. And it really brings artists from around the world to Madison and then all the local artists that we support.
Reinvesting in the infrastructure of the Overture is next, with the capital campaign about to get underway. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Mrs. Kiss is trying to lick your computer.
Hey, dog.
Oh, hi. Am I in the air?
Yeah.
On the air. Hi. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Brian Tyler Conan coming up in just a few minutes. Where's Matt in? Southfield, Michigan just survived open heart surgery. Way to go, Matt. Steph, I'm supposed to be under 24 observation the first week home from the hospital. My kids have been staying with me working remotely while my wife is back doing her chef stuff. And, of course, the Stephanie Miller Show has been on my house 9 to noon Eastern every day. They're with me. I think I've created two new millennial Steph heads right in your age group. Right, Steph? Yes. Although, didn't I claim earlier I was in Gen Z?
Yeah, you did.
I'm confused.
Yeah, you're really... You know what? If you tell so many lies, you forget the lies that you tell.
I'm almost as confused as a boomer would be.
Okay, boomer.
Anyway, keep up the brilliant comedy. The sheer volume of the bits you guys do combined with your quality is simply unbelievable. I'll keep recovering, back to work late October. Could you please come back to Detroit on your next tour? My wife and I were in the crowd at the Opera House with the Queen of Soul on your last stop, where Aisha Tyler practically had my wife peeing with laughter. Oh. I remember that. Aretha Franklin was there. Fantastic. We would love to get back to Detroit sometime, but Kansas City is our last one on the road for this year, and then L.A., the final big show before the bam, before the election, November 2nd here at the Orpheum Theater. The big one. All right. And then January, D.C. for the inauguration. Brian Tyler Cohen next.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Last month was one of the driest Septembers in Wisconsin since 1940. Climatologists say Wisconsin's total rainfall for the month was a little more than an inch. Most of Wisconsin's counties reported rainfall between 2 and 3 inches below normal. Forecasters blame an area of high pressure over the southwest and into the Pacific Ocean. 46% of Wisconsin voters tell the Marquette poll they've stopped talking to some friends, family, and coworkers over politics. Jane Gomez is a conservative from West Allis who says she plans to vote for Donald Trump.
I think that we jump to conclusions too soon on both sides that we're not willing to discuss.
The Marquette poll shows voter divisions are starker now than the last two election cycles. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. Madison's Camp Randall Football Stadium is getting ready to host its first concert in 28 years. The UW Athletic Department says Coldplay will bring its world tour to Madison sometime next year. The last concerts at Camp Randall were back in 1997 with the Rolling Stones and U2. Pink Floyd and Genesis also played Camp Randall years ago. There's no word yet exactly when the Coldplay show will be or any other details. Another popular Madison restaurant is going out of business. The owners of the burger restaurant Deluxe say they're closing their doors for good at the end of the month. A Facebook post says the lease on their space is coming up. They've decided not to renew it. Deluxe first opened in 2012, specializing in their unique smash burgers. Deluxe will keep their usual hours through the night of October 30th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell for Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Sunny and seasonal today with high temperatures hitting the mid-60s. We stay clear tonight and still fall crisp, flirting with the upper 30s. With a ton of sunshine still on tap tomorrow, we get shoved to the upper 60s and hit 70 on Wednesday and Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 50 degrees at our studios.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Listen, saving a lot on a comfortable mattress with a lifetime comfort guarantee is easy. Why? Because we make our mattresses right at the store. Yeah, we cut out the middleman and voila, you got it. We pass the savings directly on to you every day. So hurry in today to your local Verlo, for there are no middleman markups. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the fabulous farm babe Pam Yonke joins us. We're going to talk about sheep with dreadlocks. And we'll wrap up the hour with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 11.
By the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
a month away. One, I'd like to know how you're feeling about how this election is going. And then also, do you have confidence that it will be a free and fair election and that it will be peaceful?
Two separate questions.
Very much.
I'm confident it'll be free and fair. I don't know whether it'll be peaceful. The things that Trump has said and the things that he said last time out, when he didn't like the outcome of the election, were very dangerous.
Ugh. Okay, this is why I had to have you get me Brian Tyler Cohen, who is one degree of beloved from all of our beloveds.
That's right.
And I read your tweets so much, I figure I might as well just have you say it.
Well, thank you, Stephanie. I appreciate you having me on. This is exciting.
Good morning. By the way, Glenn Kirshner says the greatest things about you guys do a podcast together.
We do. The Legal Breakdown. Glenn is, I mean, I don't have to tell you this, but Glenn is like a gift to democracy. Yes. Very grateful for him.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, to the point of this sound clip we just played from the president, you said the deluge of disinformation surrounding the hurricane response bodes really, really poorly for what we're about to contend with this November. Brian, I imagine for, you know, people like you that marinate in this, this is still shocking and exhausting just this weekend, that not only did he continue to lie about the hurricane stuff, he basically, you know, issued threats. He said it's Democrats that are trying to assassinate me. If you're a Kamala Harris voter, you shouldn't identify yourself because you might get hurt. I mean, how much more out in front can he be about inciting violence?
And so this is what we see over and over, that the Overton window shifts. And what was outrageous one day, just by virtue of Donald Trump repeating it over and over, becomes more normalized, more normalized, more normalized. He knows that the media won't cover it as much because they're just used to it, right? They adapt to what he said, and so it becomes less sexy as a story, and they're just going to follow something else. And so this is really just a way of gaming the refs for him. And so he'll say this a few times until everybody kind of gets bored of covering it. But while they get bored of covering it, the reality is that all of his supporters are going to continue getting radicalized by it. And so he just continues planting these seeds over and over and over. He continues to radicalize his supporters. He gets the media off his back by virtue of saying it so much, because they're like, oh, well, he said it Monday, and he said it Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday, and so we're not going to cover it seven times. We're just going to move on to something else. And so really he gets to have his cake and eat it too, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I was saying earlier, Brian, he's just a cancer, and he has infected his whole party, half the country. You retweeted Representative Anna Paulina Luna, which is definitely short for lunatic. Mm-hmm. She said, I have people that died in my county, and FEMA gave funding to illegals.
No.
They just parrot whatever lies he says. And by the way, you retweeted, these Republicans voted against FEMA relief before Helene battered their states. Anna Paulina Luna is one of them. Right?
I mean, it's, you know, the sad truth is that while these people, clearly the people who are doing this are looking to just help themselves politically, there are Republicans out there who are content to say the truth about what's happening. You know, some of these governors of these states, people who are actually on the ground. And the reality is that a lot of the people out there who need help, who just get their information from the Donald Trumps of the world, the Anna Paulina Lunas of the world, are going to see that. They're going to see these Republicans saying, oh, well, all the money went to migrant housing, and so there's none left, because that's what Matt Gaetz told me, that's what Donald Trump told me, so why bother applying? And so there are going to be people who need the money, who are just so susceptible to this type of disinformation being spewed by those on the right who are only looking to help themselves politically, and they're not going to get the help they need. And Republicans have to know that, right? These officials have to know that, but it's just so important for them to continue on this bit, because they want to help themselves politically in the next election, that no matter who they're screwing over right now, the people who need the most help, the most vulnerable in our society, the people who are just coming off of being battered from a hurricane, those are going to be the real victims, even on top of the fact that they were victims from the hurricane. But still, that won't stop these Republican officials, because they will stop at nothing to just help themselves politically however they can.
But we're at a point, Brian, where it doesn't even matter if Republican officials like Brian Kemp and who's the Republican senator. We've had the Republican mayor.
Tom Tillis.
Yeah, it doesn't even, right, doesn't even matter if they say, no, Biden's doing a great job, we're getting everything we need. Like, so, this has gone beyond cult. I mean, it doesn't even matter because they don't believe other Republicans even. They only believe Trump, right?
Well, this is the desperation that they're feeling now with 4 weeks to go until the election. They need something. They're trying to manufacture some October surprise to help them because Donald Trump is now contending with this, you know, almost 200-page filing from Jack Smith, contending with bad polling from Kamala Harris, especially in the swing states, contending with a voter registration disadvantage with all of these endorsements coming out from young people, Taylor Swift and on, people who actually wield influence in society, which is not to say, by the way, that Kevin Sorbo and Scott Baio are not behemoths in cultural, in the cultural zeitgeist.
Giants of Hollywood, yes.
Something tells me that Taylor Swift is wield a tad bit more power.
A little bit.
Can I just say, Carol Burnett's daughter is chuckling warmly over here. Giants of Hollywood. Brian, you know, the other thing I really appreciate you is calling out the media. Our, you know, dearly beloved departed Eric Bowler did that so brilliantly. But, you know, Frank Luntz tweeted, Eastern Tennessee Mayor Glenn Jacobs joins a list of local leaders urging people to stop spreading misinformation about FEMA and Hurricane Helene response. And you said, which people, Frank? I feel like that's an important element of this.
Yeah.
People are not spreading misinformation.
Yeah,
Trump
and
MAGA Republicans.
Exactly. That's the craziest part of all of this is even when folks out there deign to acknowledge that disinformation is being spread, it's like it's happening in a vacuum. It's just these unnamed figures. We know who it is, Frank. It's Donald Trump. It's Matt Gaetz. It's Luna. It's all of these officials who, again, are just looking to, like, wield disinformation to help themselves in the next election. And even when these people in the media more broadly have the opportunity to call them out and actually hold certain people to account, they opt not to because it's just more important, I guess, to just pretend that it's these unnamed, unspecified figures out there just in, you know, folks in their basements, right? Like these nebulous figures. We know who it is. It's the people with the biggest megaphones in society. It's Elon Musk who's tweeting this stuff prolifically to 200 million people, and we don't even have the means to be able to push back.
By the way, you were the first one to posted the picture of him leaping with his belly hanging out, and you just said, oh my God, this is so cringe. Yeah. You were the first one. Cringe was the word of the day. So cringe.
I mean, the extent to which he allowed himself to be red-pilled or ran headfirst into the, you know, red-pilling.
Yeah.
I think it was 18 months ago where he came online and he said the only way for Twitter to be like an effective town square, a neutral town square, is for both sides to be equally as upset, is to, like, stay neutral. Cut to, it took this guy 18 months before he is standing on stage with the Trump rally, trumpeting Matt Gaetz level disinformation about a hurricane response, to the point where the Secretary of Transportation had to take time away from the hurricane response that he's helping oversee with the federal government for, like, six states that have been impacted where there's disaster areas, so he could tell somebody who presumably has access to accurate information.
Yeah.
And so that he can explain to him that that there's no airplane blockade for rescue missions. Like, I mean, talk about a big baby.
Yeah.
That he needs handholding at this moment in time.
And then you tweeted his mother, who's, like, encouraging election fraud, basically. And you said, this is illegal. And I have little doubt Elon's mom will probably be responsible for some idiots getting prosecuted for trying this. Well, you know, there's people, Republicans, of course, being prosecuted in Michigan right now. It's like all of these stories, whether it's in the villages in Florida, end up being Republican voters that are.
You know,
that are...
It is interesting how these Republicans will throw their own, you know, their own loyalists, their own fans under the bus if it ultimately redounds to their political benefit. Like the way that Donald Trump himself has plowed through these people, has been responsible for 1,000 people being charged. Who came to the Capitol on January 6th, and yet there's always just another wave of people looking to do his bidding. But if they looked at what happened to the people who came before them, if J.D. Vance looked at what happened to the other guy who held his position before him, he might recognize, hey, attaching myself to Donald Trump usually doesn't work out for the guy who came just before me. Whether it's, you know, these people who came to his protests to storm the Capitol, whether it's the guy who was the VP before J.D. Vance was around. Like, you got to look at the people who held the job before you.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, just because you are a social media star, let's stay on Elon Musk for a minute. But does anything say more? So he sees the @America username on Twitter. I'm dead naming it like he does his trans child. Twitter. Anyway, like critics have blasted the takeover as lacking any company-related justification. They point out the original @America user had been vocal in disapproval of Musk and Trump's actions, calling Musk irresponsible, Trump's behavior anti-American during the COVID pandemic. In the newly acquired handle, Musk's @America account declared, there's only one candidate in this race who's on the right side of the issues, Donald J. Trump. And we recall, we weren't that old, Brian, when Musk said for Twitter to deserve public trust, it must be politically neutral. They have no core principles anymore except Trump on that side. Anything they've ever said, right?
Steph, isn't it ironic that there was the America handle and that it was taken by force from Elon Musk so that he can just perpetuate straight disinformation and completely like turn the principles of what that account had been saying on its head because he wants Donald Trump to win. Like that is the perfect microcosm of this entire race.
And everything he said was projection, right? They're going to take away your right to vote. This will be the end of democracy if Trump doesn't win. They're going to end the Constitution. All the things literally Trump has said, you know.
I do think that that's a deliberate strategy. I think that if they can make all of the things that the left says rightfully about Donald Trump, if they can kind of obliterate its meaning, then when we say it, it'll just feel like, oh, both sides are saying the exact same thing. Nothing means anything anymore, right? When Trump comes out and says that he did this a lot with Joe Biden in the 2020 election. He would say, or I'm sorry, in this election, but before Kamala Harris had taken the nomination. Donald Trump would come out and say that Joe Biden is a threat to America. Joe Biden is stealing the votes. Like everything that Trump had done, he would just cast his blame on Biden. He would say that Biden is weaponizing the DOJ. He would say that whatever it was.
Right.
And his goal wasn't necessarily to make people believe the things that he was saying, but it was just to obliterate. Yes, I apologize. No more cursing. But it was the Steve Bannon model, and it was to really kind of turn on its head the whole idea of truth, so that people don't know what to believe. Again, it's not necessarily that they're going to believe what Trump is saying; they're just not going to know what's real, what's not, and it really is going to impact people's ability to be able to even discern accurate information from false information.
He actively puts out disinformation. We'll say, oh, it needs to be politically neutral. And then here's one headline. Wall Street Journal deep dive into Elon Musk's past donations reveals millions to GOP groups tied to Stephen Miller. You know, they tried to put out an AI picture with Kamala Harris and Diddy. Well, Elon Musk's friendship with Sean Diddy Combs resurfaced after he questioned how many people in music and entertainment knew about Combs' alleged sex abuse. Musk had boasted about his friendship with Combs, right? He said, I don't know if you know this, but Puff is an investor in Twitter. You know, he's a good friend of mine. We text a lot. I mean, everything they accuse other people of, they're guilty of, right?
It's just aging like milk in the sun.
Well, Brian, as we wrap up here, Chris and I were saying, and Jody, I was at a party yesterday, and we're at that part where people that think people like us that are in the know, we're getting grabbed by the lapels, and like, she's gonna win, right? We're like, nah, nah, nah. But you know, and I keep saying, I'm afraid to say it, but yes, I think she's gonna win, and possibly really big. So it is a odd mix of being terrified, which I want us to stay terrified, but also. Yeah. Feeling really optimistic. How are you feeling?
I do. I feel the same way. Look, we of course have to, you know, continue to stay vigilant, and even if people feel like we've got certain states, certain districts in the bag, that doesn't matter. You go out, because it's not just about winning this election. That's obviously the most important thing. But it's also about repudiating this whole idea of Trumpism. The only way that we will get back to a place where there's not such a huge incentive structure for people, not just like Trump, but also the Marjorie Taylor Greens of the world, the Matt Gaetzes of the world, the Jim Jordans of the world, to stop them from feeling like those are the people who we should embolden to run for office, that's going to take Republicans losing by margins wide enough that they realize that if they want to be in power, which may not be their goal, by the way, maybe they want to be a minority party. For a lot of them, clearly, when they have the opportunity to wield power, they don't know how to do it and they don't do it effectively.
Yeah.
So maybe they just want to stay in the minority and yell. But for folks like Donald Trump, clearly he does want to be in power. And so the onus is on us to make sure that he loses by a wide enough margin so that, A, his whole inevitable stop the steal efforts in the aftermath of this November election fall flat, but B, so that moving forward, the rest of the party recognizes that he is too toxic of a figure and this is too toxic of an agenda to actually have any effectiveness with voters. And so you can either change track or you can continue to lose at the hands of this guy who we've already lost with in 2018, 2020, 2022, 2023, and hopefully now in 2024.
Yeah, hopefully there'll be so few of them. They'll be like the Who's in Whoville. We are here. We'll be like, whatever. We're going to be over here governing.
Yes.
I do feel all things are possible. We had your buddy Lucas Kuntz on. He is within striking distance of fisting aficionado Josh Hawley,
yes,
as we like to call him.
Fisting aficionado. Uh-huh. I'm going to just let that one hang.
Probably best you do.
It's a good plan.
Yeah.
But I believe all things are possible. He is hilarious. And by the way, just send him a quick text that he should join us Saturday night in Kansas City with your other friend, Glenn Kirshner.
I will.
With Jess Piper.
I need to say, he is just the exact kind of person that we want in government. Yeah. He is so 100% the kind of person that would represent his constituents to a degree that Josh Hawley is physically incapable of.
Yep, absolutely. Brian, please come back soon. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Brian.
It was so great to join you. Thank you so much.
All right. Okay. There he goes. 51 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Credo.
Jody Hamilton, way out in front, like usual.
Totes.
Even though she's lost the will to live, she knew about Credo Mobile 20 years ago.
That's true.
Yeah.
She's like, I've been telling you for 20 years.
She stopped knocking on doors, and now she just uses her Credo Mobile.
I'm dead inside. Just to text people.
Yeah.
He's lying. He's lying again. Yeah. Hi, I'm the fact checker for the Dead Inside.
Yeah.
Credo Mobile, you don't have to fact check. They are America's only progressive phone company. You can feel good about using them because they share your values.
Yeah.
They give, like, millions to all these progressive nonprofits that you love, Friends of the Earth, Planned Parenthood, on and on. When you join them, you get the nation's largest, most reliable network, so you get it all. You get competitive plans, great deals on new phones. And check this out, in October, or as we like to call it, Rocktober, everybody. You join Credo Mobile, and you get all you want from a phone company, and they'll donate $50 to Vote.org, who has helped register millions of voters, and you will get $250 off any new smartphone. So easy to switch. Keep your current phone, bring your current number, and come on over. CredoMobile.com. That's CredoMobile.com.
I have never found the antics of deviants to be one bit amusing.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Feeling secure in your own home should not be a luxury. It should be a given. That's why Simply Safe Home Security is dedicated to providing advanced protection and peace of mind to all families. Right now, you can save big on your award-winning Simply Safe system for 50% off and claim a free indoor security camera when you order today. With exclusive Live Guard technology, Simply Safe's 24/7 monitoring agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, even speak to intruders in your home, warning them police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe, satisfied, and never locked in. That's why Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report. 5 years running, join countless listeners who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on a new system and a free indoor security camera. That's SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe
like Simply Safe. One more time, simplysafe.com/Stephanie. This fall, stay cozy with Cozy Earth, where luxury meets comfort and every product turns your home into a sanctuary. After a busy day, your 5 to 9 should be all about relaxation. Cozy Earth helps you embrace that calm. Let me tell you about my favorite products. First, the bamboo sheet set made from 100% premium viscose from bamboo. They're incredibly soft and breathable, helping you sleep cooler. They get even softer with every wash, come with a 10-year warranty. And for cozy nights in, the women's bamboo pajama set is a must. This lightweight stretch knit design drapes beautifully, sleeps cooler than cotton, keeps you just the right temperature all night. It is like wrapping yourself in luxury. What sets Cozy Earth apart? The commitment to quality, from responsibly sourced materials to innovative fabrics that won't pill or wear down. Plus, that 10-year warranty says it all. Ready to wrap yourself in luxury this fall? Go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use the code Stephanie for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get that post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates with an eye on my wallet. And former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods from other countries. It's called a tariff. I did some research, and it's not sounding good for the prices that we pay. A tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they'd mostly be passed on to consumers. And I know prices are not rising like they were. I mean, hooray for that. But man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Todd Allbus Show.
This narrative that the immigrants are coming to get you, that's fiction. Look at criminal charges in your community. And look how many of those people who have been there for years, if not decades, and how many of those people are new immigrants. And even a smaller percentage of how many are undocumented immigrants. It's not happening. It would be like going to places and say, well, you know what? I'm running for Congress to stop the zombies.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
This portion of the show brought to you by my 40 miles bike ride, 1,500 feet climbing.
Oh,
three and a half hour ride. Ow, 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 ow. But I needed my roundhouse, my morning roundhouse provisions morning kick more than ever. I've been off my bike for like 3 weeks because we've been on the road, Christopher.
Right. I know.
And I'm telling you, it is a game changer for me. Strawberry lemonade flavor, and you got all your supplements in one in there. You don't have to worry about, you know, gathering your pills and things.
Ew.
You got stuff in there to support your gut health, boost your energy, help you feel more youthful. 10 supplements in one. Ashwagandha, probiotics, all of it. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie, or you can text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, you get 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee, and it's delicious. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Tax fees may apply. Do we have more for time for more Haley Joel Osment? Why not?
All right.
Cut three. Here we go.
Okay.
As J.D. Vance.
I smell pregnant woman.
Weird.
Hello, ma'am. When do you spawn?
That's none of your business.
And you, sir, you must be the father.
I'm nine. Please get away from us.
I'm sorry. Now, your door nuts are on me.
J.D. Vance in the donut shop. Hooray! Weird! We will see you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.
A voice for medicine, real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome Chicago film critic and historian Maria Gates. And Heather Heil from the Green Bay Children's Museum joins me in studio to discuss upcoming events.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Gordy here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.